The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. You remember at the Last Supper, our Lord says in prayer to the Father, "Father, I have glorified your name on earth. Let me share in the glory that I had with you before the world began." Our Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God the Father, and he came into the world to manifest God's glory. God does not need anything to give him glory. He's all glorious in himself. The essential glory of God is God himself. And yet he created so that all might share in his glory, which is why he sent his Son into the world. The value of any soul is the glory of God, the degree to which that soul glorifies the Father, which means the degree to which a soul shares in the life of our Lord. So here's our Lord on earth. His preaching was incomparably greater than that of Jonah. His wisdom infinitely surpassed that of Solomon. His glory manifested like never before, and yet people would not open their hearts to him. They chose to keep them closed. My brothers and sisters, a person can get to the point where everything in their life gives glory to God. But it begins with the decision, "Lord, I want to give you glory in everything." Now, some things are obvious. You say, "Well, Father, that's easy for you, right? You celebrate Mass, you do all these things for the church." But work, you know, making money for a family, doing good for the community, teaching, raising children. But then there are other things you think, "Well, gosh, you know, can really everything give him glory?" If you're ever uncertain if something in particular would give him glory, just ask him. So you finish up dinner, and there's dessert sitting on the table. "Gosh, should I have it or not? Lord, would it give you glory for me to eat that piece of cake?" And sometimes you'll know immediately, you know what, I've had enough, it would be overly indulgent. And other times it's yes. And you can eat that cake to the delight of God the Father, rejoicing in his creation. And I'm not even kidding. You're tired one day. "Man, I'm exhausted, Lord. I probably should take a nap." Would that give you glory? Yes, because then you could better serve me afterwards. And as you're falling asleep, you say, "Lord, I offer this sleep for your glory." There's times where, you know, there's a church function. I think, "Man, it's getting a little late. I could go into the church. I could spend more time in prayer. Lord, would it give you more glory for me to go spend time in prayer or to stay here with my people?" And I know I'm supposed to stay. Or sometimes you're in the middle of something and you know with certainty, you know what, this is not giving God glory. It is not pleasing him that I'm watching this TV program. I should not have put this movie on. May we seek to give God glory in everything, which means to do everything in union with our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we're ever uncertain, let's just ask him, "Would this give you glory?"